Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Post-Place Society, How We Lost Our Sense of Where We Belong by David J. Alexander is a work of contemporary social analysis and a critical issue series focused on major American fault lines. The book examines a broad cultural shift in which physical place no longer functions as the central source of identity, community, and belonging. Alexander argues that neighborhoods, regions, and nations are increasingly displaced by affiliations built through digital networks, chosen communities, and non-geographic forms of connection. Rather than treating this as a narrow technology issue, the book frames it as a transformation in how people understand selfhood and social membership. Alexander brings relevant authority to the subject through his background in geospatial sciences, disaster resilience, emergency preparedness, and homeland security. The result is a concise but ambitious framework for readers interested in geography, political science, social cohesion, identity, and the changing meaning of community in the 21st century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the erosion of place as a foundation for identity and belonging. The central idea of the post-place society is that place has historically done more than locate people on a map. It has supplied a structure for identity, memory, loyalty, obligation, and shared meaning. A neighborhood, hometown, region, or nation can give people a practical sense of who they are because it connects daily life to inherited customs, visible institutions, and recognizable social expectations. Alexander identifies a shift in which this anchoring function weakens. People may still live somewhere, but where they live becomes less decisive in shaping how they define themselves or where they feel they belong. This matters because place once provided a relatively stable context for community. It linked personal identity to schools, workplaces, religious institutions, civic associations, local histories, and public spaces. When that context loses authority, belonging becomes more fluid but also more fragile. The book does not simply lament mobility or technology. Its importance lies in naming a change that is easy to feel but difficult to describe, the separation between physical location and emotional, civic, or cultural attachment. Secondly, online affiliation as a replacement for neighborhood-based community. Alexander presents online and affiliation-based belonging as a major force behind the post-place condition. Digital platforms allow people to build identity around shared interests, values, professions, ideologies, lifestyles, or anxieties rather than around proximity. This can be empowering because it lets individuals find communities that may not exist locally, especially when their immediate environment feels isolating or culturally mismatched. Yet the book also treats this shift as socially consequential. Neighborhood-based belonging tends to require contact with difference because residents must share streets, services, risks, and institutions with people they did not choose. Affiliation-based belonging is more curated. It enables connection, but it also allows people to sort themselves into communities that confirm existing preferences. The result is not simply a move from offline to online life. It is a change in the logic of belonging. Community becomes less tied to shared physical conditions and more tied to chosen networks. Alexander uses this contrast to explain why people may feel intensely connected to distant groups while feeling detached from the places where they actually live. Thirdly, geography fading from both public maps and private selfhood. A distinctive feature of the book is its focus on geography as both a physical reality and a symbolic framework. Alexander is not arguing that geography disappears in a literal sense. Roads, borders, climate, housing, infrastructure, and distance still shape human life. His claim is more subtle. Geography is fading from the way many people organize identity and belonging. Maps may still define territory, but personal maps increasingly emphasize networks, affiliations, feeds, and communities of choice. This creates a gap between material dependence on place and psychological detachment from place. People still rely on local infrastructure, emergency systems, schools, markets, and ecological conditions, yet they may not experience those systems as central to their identity. That gap has civic consequences. If people feel less attached to where they live, they may also feel less responsibility for maintaining the institutions and relationships that make local life workable. The book therefore links a cultural issue to a practical one. Weakening geographic attachment can affect social trust, public participation, and the ability of communities to respond collectively to shared problems. Fourthly, a geospatial and resilience perspective on social fragmentation. Alexander differs from many writers on identity and digital culture because his professional background is rooted in geospatial sciences, disaster resilience, emergency preparedness, and homeland security. That background helps explain why place is treated as more than nostalgia. In resilience thinking, place matters because communities face concrete risks in specific environments. Floods, fires, infrastructure failures, public health emergencies, and security challenges are not experienced in the abstract. They happen somewhere and require coordination among people, agencies, and institutions tied to that location. The post-place condition complicates this because social attachment may no longer align with physical vulnerability. A person can be emotionally invested in remote affiliations while remaining dependent on local systems that require mutual trust and civic cooperation. The book is valuable because it connects identity debates to questions of social capacity. If belonging shifts away from geography, then public leaders, planners, and citizens must ask how communities can maintain cooperation when the emotional basis of local solidarity weakens. This perspective gives the book a practical edge within a field often dominated by cultural commentary. Lastly, the book is a framework rather than a simple restoration argument. The post-place society appears to offer a framework for understanding a transformation rather than a simple program for returning to an earlier social order. This distinction is important. A nostalgic argument would claim that modern society should simply recover older forms of rootedness. Alexander instead identifies a structural shift in the conditions of belonging. Digital affiliation, mobility, national fragmentation, and changing patterns of self-definition cannot be undone by appealing to local identity alone. The useful question becomes how to interpret and manage a world where people often belong through networks while still depending on places. This makes the book relevant for readers who want conceptual clarity rather than a narrow policy manual. Its framework helps explain why debates over community, identity, polarization, and civic trust often feel disconnected from ordinary geography. It also leaves open difficult questions: how can local responsibility be rebuilt without denying the reality of digital belonging? And how can communities remain resilient when residents no longer share a strong sense of place-based identity? The book stands out by making those questions visible. In conclusion, The Post-Place Society is best suited for readers interested in the intersection of geography, technology, identity, civic life, and social fragmentation. It will appeal to those who read contemporary social criticism, political science, cultural geography, and technology studies. Especially readers concerned with why belonging can feel abundant online but thin in local life. Its practical benefit is not a step-by-step guide to community building. Rather, it gives readers a vocabulary for recognizing how identity has shifted from place-based attachment toward curated affiliation. That vocabulary can be useful for educators, planners, emergency management professionals, civic leaders, and anyone trying to understand weakened local trust or changing patterns of public participation. Intellectually, the book stands out because it treats place as a foundation of selfhood and social resilience, not merely as scenery or demographic context. Compared with many books about digital life, it gives more attention to the geographic consequences of networked belonging. Compared with many books about polarization or community decline, it highlights the loss of place as a central organizing change. Its distinct contribution is to connect physical geography, personal identity, and civic cohesion in a single framework for understanding life in a post-place society. If you would like to support David J. Alexander, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.